Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm Janine Kalbach, your host, and I am a mom to two boys. I'm a wife, a Great Dane lover, a registered nurse, and a content writing business owner. I am committed to help you moving your business forward because I've been there. I get it. I understand that life is busy and distracting. But many of us are burnt out at the bedside working too many hours and are ready for a change. Every week I will deliver actionable advice and thought leaders in the industry to help you move along in your business. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by my very own course, Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Writing Business. Inside this course, you will find the complete roadmap from knowing nothing about freelance writing to launching your very own profitable health writing business. With 45 plus lessons and an opportunity to earn CEUs, why wouldn't you try it out to escape that bedside burnout? If you want to start a new PRN job instead of picking up more and more hours extra at the bedside job, join me and plenty of other nurses by going to www.thesavvyscribepodcast.com and click on courses. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode, you guys. I'm so happy you're here today, and I'm so happy and excited for this topic of outsourcing and freelancing, because when I was starting my business, and maybe you are at this point too, you didn't even think that you'd be able to outsource or even thought about it being an option at all. But I'll tell you, as you grow in your business, you're going to want to start outsourcing because it's the only way you're going to grow. You can only take on so much by yourself in the limited time you have in your day. So why should we even outsource? Well, if you outsource, it allows you that time to refocus priorities as a business owner and use your talents where you need to. So many business owners, and this includes myself, often think that we can do it all and you don't want to outsource anything because either you're a control freak, and I don't think I quite am a control freak, but I do like things done in a certain way. Well, okay, maybe I'm a little bit of a control freak. And you don't always think that the person taking it over is going to do as well as you. And I've been burned in the past with certain virtual assistants. So I'm very careful when I outsource, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it so that you don't make the same mistake that I did. But think about what you do in your business every day. Take time right now and write down all those things that you do in your business. And you can always pause this and rewind or just replay this episode. But like I said, all those things that you put on your list that you do every day, I want you to think of the things you might like to do and the things you absolutely hate to do. And think about, what can we outsource as freelance writers? Well, I made my own little list here, and I wrote down social media, because a lot of freelance writers don't even like social media, but they know they need to be out there in order to be noticed. So you can outsource that. You can outsource your editing. This is what I actually started with. Topic generation. Sometimes it takes time to think of topics, and maybe somebody can help you with that. Companies to pitch, or lead generation is sometimes what I call this. And I've had virtual assistants help me with this as well. Website management or building. A lot of freelancers hate this part of their business, so why not outsource it if you can? Graphic design. I kind of like doing this, but again, should I be doing it? Probably not. Outsource. Project research. As long as you can clearly tell your virtual assistant what this project is, they can help you with it. The last, and this is something we'll go into for a second here, but the last thing I put down is outlining for maybe an upcoming article. So first you want to analyze to your time and all these tasks that you're doing in your business. Think about all those tasks and yeah, the ones that you really like that you want to keep doing, don't throw those out yet, but look at the things that you don't really like doing or you hate doing and the ones that are taking up the most amount of your time. These are the ones that you're going to want to get rid of. So think about those ones that you do not want to do at all or not even a little bit. Now, when you outsource something, you want to make sure that the money makes sense when you outsource it. So is this something that truly you just hate doing, but it really doesn't take you much time? You just kind of got to bite the bullet and get it done. Or is this something that's going to take half a day to do and you just don't have the time to do it? And you can outsource it because it's going to save you a lot of time in your business and you can be working on something else. Again, you're also going to want to look at the results of having somebody else do these things for you. Are you getting results? We go into this a lot more into like how to keep track of it, how to hire a virtual assistant and stuff inside my course. So there is under the growth section, because the course is called Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Writing Business. So in the growth section, we talk about outsourcing because again, that's the only way you're going to grow. So one of the biggest things when you're hiring a virtual assistant is you have to be very clear in your communication. Now, depending on where your virtual assistant works, your time zone might be way off. So you can use a tool like Loom, which is just a little Chrome extension. You could do Loom and share your screen and save the video and play it for your virtual assistant. Or you could do something like a Zoom call to be able to train them exactly how you want them to know to get through everything. We all want clear instructions so we don't mess up anything. You don't want to waste their time. You don't want to waste your time. So truly give them time to ask questions and don't say like, I need this done. I need it done now. No, give them time to get started, to understand the process and make sure they don't have questions along the way. Provide screenshots, provide training documentation, whatever that is for you to make sure, again, that if you're a control freak like me, apparently, you get it done right. That is what I've learned, that if I don't train people from the start, they don't do it right, and then it's back on me, and then I have to redo it anyway. So make sure that you're really looking at that. I also want to jump into a little bit, if you're not ready to outsource in your freelance business, maybe you're ready to outsource in your life. And a few things I wrote down for my life that I have outsourced is my grocery shopping. I used Instacart, and I have a link for Instacart if you guys have never used it to be able to get some money off. Babysitting. I have used my mom to babysit while I've had to finish up some writing projects. But I've known a lot of freelancers that actually hire a babysitter to come in weekly so that they can work on their business if they're a stay-at-home mom or if they're not. If they're still a nurse and they're just trying to grow this, they'll hire somebody to babysit while they're growing their business. Meal prep. I have used those meal prep places before in the past. I also love my Instapot. Anything to make my cooking and my meal planning more efficient. I also use emeals.com and I have a link for that one as well. The other thing I do is I hire someone to clean my house because, again, I can use that time in my business. Does she do it exactly how I like it? Nope, but she actually does better than I do. So, hey, that's because that's her zone of genius, right? Lawn care and landscaping. I like to do a little bit of lawn care and landscaping, but not all of it. We mow our own grass and I pull some weeds, but I'm not fertilizing my yard. I'm not planting new shrubs. I have a garden, but I tend to my garden by myself because to me that's therapeutic. Also use things like, and I'm sure during the pandemic, everybody has used Uber Eats or DoorDash for their meal delivery. If you just want to order out, we've done that. I've outsourced, you know, nail care or self-care. You know, if you just want to go get your nails done and you don't want to do them yourself, you can outsource it to somebody else. A vacation planner. As someone I haven't actually used, but I'm very intrigued by how they could help me because think about all the time you put into planning a vacation. Another thing is a website called moopig.com, and it's a card store where you can actually send greeting cards to people and never have to go to the store and get a card. It actually just sends it to their house. Stitch Fix is a personal shopper for yourself, for your clothing. For people like me who can't match anything, this is a great option for you as well. So I hope all of these things that I've given you has helped you at least start to brainstorm thoughts about outsourcing. What can you do in your life to give you back more time? Thanks for joining me. And I hope to see you guys over in the Savvy Scribe Collective over on Facebook. And now go get your write on.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.